friends, hello colleagues, hello listeners, and welcome back to another episode of the Platinum Business Break Podcast. Hey, and I'm your host, I'm Dan Owens, and today we're tackling a topic that is mission critical for business owners who want to build a legacy and cash in on their years of hard work. Again, this is the Platinum Business Break Podcast, Season 5, Episode 65, and the title of this episode is How to Make Your Business Sell Ready, The Great Wealth Transfer and Maximizing the Sale of Your Business. What we're talking about is business succession planning, or in simple terms, how to sell your business for the maximum value and ensure a smooth transition. And just for reference, our last podcast was really addressing the private equity side or the buying side. So if you're private equity or a venture capital, listen to that episode. We kind of talk about how we could help you if you're looking at purchasing a business. Now, this is more for the seller, okay? So we're more of a seller's agent, if you want to kind of think about it like that. And again, we're not a business broker. We don't do deals. And what we want to do is help you, the small to medium-sized business owner, maximize your business and the opportunity for sale as much as you can. So with that, we're going to dive into several things in this episode. Number one, the great wealth transfer and what it means to you. The second thing is how small to medium-sized business owners can maximize the sale of their business. The third thing, key hacks and strategies to prepare your business for sale. And lastly, how Platinum Business Consulting can guide you through our Platinum process and our proprietary ready-to-sell scorecard. All right, let's get into it. So let's start here with the great wealth transfer. And why does it matter to small to medium-sized business owners? You may have heard the term the great wealth transfer floating around financial circles and on the news and, you know, on social posts. This is the largest transfer of wealth in history, estimated to be at $84 trillion, shifting from baby boomers to younger generations over the next 20 years. So basically what that means is people who are trying to sell their business, you know, to the next generation or to family members, they may or may not have anyone to sell it to. But what does this mean to small to medium-sized businesses? It means that many businesses will be up for sale, but only the best prepared ones will command the premium or the platinum price, right? And here's something for you to think about. According to the Exit Planning Institute, only 2 out of 10 businesses, that's only 20%, that go to market actually sell. And why is that? Because most business owners fail to plan ahead and they don't position their businesses in a way that attracts buyers. That's how we can help. So right now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you several hacks. In fact, I'm going to give you 3 hacks to maximize the sale price of your business, right? We're going to jump right in. Number one, you got to shift from a personality-driven business to a systems-driven business. One of the biggest mistakes that business owners make is they rely too much on them. You know, they are the business. If a business falls apart when you step away, guess what? Buyers aren't interested. And many of you have worked for companies where, say, you had like a general manager, a guy who's leading a division or a company, and then that guy leaves. Well, when it falls apart, what does that tell you? That tells you, one, he was a poor leader. Number two, that tells you he had no systems in place. He didn't grow leadership, you know, financials, or, you know, on and on and on. So that's why it's important that it has to be a systems-driven business. Now, The E-Myth Manager, which is a great book by Michael Gerber, emphasizes this. Successful businesses aren't built around a single person, but rather systems and repeatable processes. Again, here's kind of a hack. Use our Platinum process. Again, I cover this in a previous episode. It's basically an 8-step or 8-pillar process to document your key workflows, automate what you can do, and train your leadership team that can run the business without you. Now, doesn't that sound great? So you need to start preparing now. And the last thing I want to say is you know, the personality-driven business. If you're watching on YouTube, you see the picture, you know, the guy on the red scooter. You know, personality-based businesses are great. Hey, I'm the guy on the red scooter. Come by and see me. You know, but again, if you are the business, and I tell this to a lot of service-based businesses, like if you're a, you know, hairdresser, you know, or a beautician or a barber or a plumber, if you're a one-man show or a one-person show and you are the business, that's bad. You need to set up systems and hire people where you could, the business runs without itself. Does that make sense? I hope it does. If you need some more information on that, please reach out to us and I can explain that further. All right. So number two, financial cleanup and profitability optimization. Buyers look at clean financials, recurring revenue, and profit margins. If your books are a mess, and your profits are low, they're going to discount your business or not even look at you. So you got to get ahead of this now. So here's a fact. Businesses with recurring revenue models, for example, subscriptions, contracts, memberships, and even a great book of business or a loyal customer base, sell for 2 to 5 times higher multiples than those without. So that's very important for you, especially if you're a small to medium-sized business and you're thinking about selling in the next 2 to 3, 5 years, okay? So again, work with us, work with Platinum Business Consulting, and we can conduct a business health checkup to optimize your profit margin, cash flow, and financial reporting. All right. And again, we're not financial experts, and you should be getting that set up if you haven't already done that. All right. Here is number three. Number three is evaluate your business with a ready-to-sell scorecard. Now, most owners don't know if their business is sell-ready or how much it's actually worth. I talk to a lot of business, I'm going to sell my business, and it's a complete shamble. Yeah, it runs good because they are the business. But I talk to a lot of small to medium-sized business owners. They don't take vacation. They don't take time off because they're the business. So, you know, whether you're trying to sell business or not, if you just simply want to get back to enjoying your business again, talk to us. We can help. So I want to, you know, cover our ready-to-sell scorecard. Again, this is a proprietary assessment that evaluates your business across 5 key areas. One is financial health. Number 2 is operating systems. Number 3 is leadership and employment structure. Number 4 is customer concentration risk. And the last one is market and industry positioning. All right. So what we could do is we provide a scorecard. Again, there's a charge. Again, depending, you know, there's a minimum charge, but depending on the size of your business, we come in and do a complete analysis and we, you know, do a scorecard. Now, look, there is a cost to it, but if you say, hey, I want to work with you to get my business ready, we'll apply that cost of that scorecard fee to any consulting we do. Okay, so it's a great deal. All right, here's a fact for you. Companies that score high in those 5 areas that I mentioned, financial health, operational systems, leadership and employee structure, customer concentration risk, and market and industry position, they sell to 30 to 50% more than those that don't. That's why, again, it's important you start planning now. So what you want to do is you want to book a business health checkup, quick consultation with us, and we'll help you walk through that process and talk to you about our sell-ready scorecard, all right? Now, how can Platinum Business Consulting help small to medium-sized business owners sell for the maximum value? Okay, we work with business owners like you to do several things. One, evaluate your business's sellability using our ready-to-sell scorecard. Number 2, if you want to work with us, we will implement our Platinum process that will make your business buyer ready. And the last thing we will do is optimize profitability, branding, and market position to increase your valuation. Isn't that what you want? You want to sell your business for more money, all right? So business owners, again, this is fact, business owners who work with professional advisors during the selling process increase their sell price by an average of 20 to 40%. So again, don't get in a position where you have to sell your business, sell it for a fraction of what it's worth. Get prepared today. And here's some final thoughts and next steps. If you're thinking about selling your business in the next few years, don't wait till it's too late. Preparation is everything. So here's your next step. Go to contact information below, platinumbusinessconsulting.com. That's platinumbusinessconsulting.com. And schedule a business health checkup. And we'll talk about our ready-to-sell scorecard assessment and then a roadmap to help maximize your sale price. Okay, now look, bottom line is don't sell your business. Sell it for what it's really worth. Hey, this was a kind of a short episode. Again, this was kind of a, you know, part two of the last one. You know, last week, again, I talked about more on the buying side of your private equity, your venture capital, how we could help, you know, get a good deal. Okay, so don't be the guys that we're going to be looking at going, they're not prepared. You know, they don't have any leadership. They don't have this. They don't have that. Because they're going to come in and discount your business. If you're wanting to sell, work with us. We will get your business ready to sell at maximum price, all right? Thanks for tuning into this episode of the Platinum Business Break. If you found this helpful, subscribe and share it with another business owner who needs this information. So until next time, keep building, keep growing, and let's make your business platinum level and sell ready, okay? All right, thanks again for listening, and we will see you next time. Bye.